lost half the property due to a fire last year. And as soon as we did that, I sent a letter into the assessor seeing if we could get it reassessed. They reassessed it, but it went up instead of down, and it was already ridiculously high. So we really need some help on that one.
Did you repair the back building at all?
No, it's gone. We dozed it. Tore off the slab and everything.
Kenny, you may have to come down here on this one because I'm not seeing why the increase occurred if the back was not repaired. It appears on our side that...
Yeah, I don't know if it got lost in the office somewhere or what, but I sent a letter.
How many units were in there?
You remember seeing a letter?
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
How many units were in that hotel?
There was 80, and we lost half of them.
So. 40. So there's 40 left?
Yes. And there's substantial work to do on that from the fire also that we're working on, but we haven't got done yet.
If that hadn't been repaired, I recommend going back to the 275-2 assessed of past decision. But I'm waiting on Kenny to come down and see why the numbers don't change.
But the assessment prior to James was way out of line.
275.
I'm telling you that property is not worth anything near what they've got it down at.
On your paperwork, it says that opinion of market value as of January 1st.
What's going on?
I can't believe
this. Is that old?
What
is that?
That's the assessed value we've got today is 1205.
Okay, so just for how?
That's changes.
Who?
That would be $920,000. Yeah. There's no way these properties are worth that kind of money. I mean, I built a lot of these properties down here in the early 80s. You know, they're all pretty well dated issues. Outside doors, all this kind of stuff. And, you know.
I'm showing that you have requested $294,400 assessed, which would be $920,000 appraised. Is that correct?
No.
Is that what you...
No. I believe so. I'm trying to find my deal.
Says his opinion of value is $200,000?
Yes. That's right. That's realistic. And I asked this motel broker in Springfield, he's a national broker, to take a look at the properties and give me an opinion on what he felt they were worth in today's market in Branson. And, you know,
it's not
as you...
It's not open, right? It's not open?
No.
There's still fire damage units,
right. Yep.
Units that aren't destroyed?
Yes.
Right.
Did you originally purchase it for the $1 million? Was you the one that purchased it in '01?
Yes, back in 2001.
From Mr. Schaefer?
Yeah.
What's protocol, James, when you guys, when the property is not usable or when the structure?
We don't go with the income approach on anything. We measure a structure that's usable, or what we assume is usable. We got the fire, we believe the fire taken care of. We always take something of that nature, a natural disaster or anything. But because a motel is empty, sitting empty, we don't do anything, because we're strictly cost approach unless an adjustment is made by this board.
So there's no,
I thought
the P&Ls don't have anything to do with this, because you've requested P&Ls.
That's a request by the state that we have to request them.
A
house sitting empty in a subdivision, we don't deduct anything because it's sitting there empty.
I thought it was empty because of the fire. Is there usable?
The front's usable. The back is what burned, right?
Well, it's not usable yet because fire affected the front, too. It got one whole end of it. We're rebuilding it back.
That's what I heard. I was asking.
My appraiser said he was sure he'd went location. He's looking at what they might have done, if you want to go on to another, until he gets investigated.
That's fine with me.
Okay, which one did you want?
Property number 20-003.000. Do you have it by property number?
Jim Patterson Developments, U.S. Inc.
No. Wesley Co.
Wayne Co. LLC.
Okay. And which is it? Which property is it? Because I've got two in Winco.
Just give me just a second.
This one here?
It says it's at 3500 Highway 76.
No, that's not it. That property's been tore down. We sold that several years ago.
That's the parcel number that pulls up with that.
Where's the new base?
The OE number.
It says previously.
You need to make that.
Right. Yep, that's been history for quite a while. Ripley's bought it and tore it down.
So we don't have a current picture.
It just didn't.
You didn't see no damage.
Current? It's not there.
Right, it's Ripley's, believe it or not. Roger, 8/22/12.
But on that property is Ripley's now, right?
You can always go to
the left at the BO.
Look at it.
That's what I need. But you didn't see any damage.
Right, where it got up against it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's Victorian.
This one should be DOE number 10.
Christy, I'm showing 18-1.0.
Right, but that brings up the old one, which he said it's old. So we said the wrong parcel number on the
application.
I don't know yet. Can I?
We've
already done that. Yeah, remember the guy at the auto? We have two new DOE members because he didn't give us
something.
What's the DOE number on this?
This one is going to be number 103. You need to replace that parcel number with this. You put the incorrect parcel number down.
Give me which one you're working with again, please.
103.
Where's in replace of what?
Replace the parcel number with this one.
I'm taking the parcel number out wrong.
Let me back up. Which BOE number are you talking about?
103.
Mm-hmm. Now we're doing, what's the new parcel number?
It's right here.
Can you read that for me?
Go ahead, Christine.
07-7.0. 35-000-043.001.
And that is the property that you're...
Yes.
The Victoria's Inn.
Okay, although we paid substantially more than what we deem the market value is today, just recently, four doors up, there was a property sold on a straight-up sale for less than $4,000 per unit. So taking that in consideration, you know, ours at a 175 is still more than that, so because it's a small property, 38 units. We built the property in 1984, so it's got quite a few years on it. Outside doors, I mean, these type of properties are difficult to market in this market anymore. So,
are in this facility?
38 units. The real estate people that I had to look at it estimated at 152, so I'm still up above what they estimated, because we'd still like to get more out of it than what the properties are going for. Just 3 or 4 years ago, it was pretty common to buy and sell properties at 10,000 units here. That is not the case anymore. I mean, as the recent sales, you know, 475 rooms for 750. I mean, that's probably the bottom of the barrel, but, you know, $1,500, $1,600 a unit. And I'll just give you a comparison of 4,000 per unit. So anything in excess of that needs to be looked at, in my opinion. Anybody have any questions about the property?
We're all going through different information that we've got in front of us regarding each of these properties, so just bear with us.
Oh, sure.
I'm not. Only thing I've got is curiosity. I know you've been here many times and brought many properties, and you're discussing that this has been dropping for years. Why hasn't this property ever came in front of this board? Did it have a better income flow or what?
It would have got here last year, except I went through health problems all year.
Oh,
I was out of commission most of the year last year. A few years back, we did get them lowered from some, but I had to take them to the state to get it done, and, you know, they agreed and lowered every one that we submitted. So. It'd be be nice to get it done here because it creates a lot of extra legal expenses to take it to the state.
And he may ask you, how many units?
38.
38.
It's a little over 17. That's 17,731 a unit right
now. I mean, we have properties other places, which has basically supported these properties in Branson because of the income streams on the thing. And at this point, we've got to get all the expenses down as low as we can to try to survive in this environment. In the end, the value is what it is. And sooner or later, you know, we got to get it there. So.
Let's take a look at the property that ends in 004.000. It's the third, I think, that he has listed. And that property is known as...
Yes, well, we've got a different name on it now, Midwest Inn, but this property is way over assessed also. I mean, we've tried to sell this property for way down in these lower brackets and can't even get a buyer on the thing.
Is this one on Gretna?
No, it's on 165.
Okay.
South of 76.
Two choices and I missed it.
That's across from the old Wilderness Safari Drive.
Yeah.
But the BOE made the adjustment on it, it looks like.
When did they do that?
In 11.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not worth a fraction of what we did back then.
How many units is in it?
Sir?
How many units?
It's 80.
That's on it, 10,000 a unit now.
Yeah, and this property, if you compare it to like the one that sold for 4,000 a unit, it's pre-stressed cement and everything. This is a frame-built structure, wood walkways, the whole works. It's a high-maintenance issue.
Mr. Shipman, when was this built?
Oh, I didn't build it.
Oh, okay.
The people that built that Wilderness Safari built it back.
Showing 86.
Sounds about right.
And then another part of it maybe in 93.
He's saying all these older properties are getting dated, and as you can see, a lot of them's getting tore down. So, you know, I mean, some of the properties that I built here in 81 are getting tore down. So, I mean, the dating of these old motels, I mean, they just are not functional anymore as motels. I mean, somebody comes along, needs the ground, well, you know, it's time to go.
we're going to move you to the last property I think that you have, which ends in 030.006, and that is Queen Anne number one.
Oh, okay. It's really similar. It's got two more units than the Victorian, same style, and it was built in 1988, and we built it also for Mr. Schaefer and bought it back from him years later.
How many units did you say?
40. The real estate broker estimated it at 152, and we give it a 225, which is a little more, but in that area is where it's worth. Incidentally, the last time when I did take, I took four or five to the state. The state's appraiser came in lower than ours did on the thing, so I think we're realistic on these numbers. I came in on every one of them lower, so.
Can I bother you to give me your opinion again on each one of these?
Sure.
Beginning with this, whichever one you wish to.
Okay. The one at 3510 West Highway 76. 225.
Hold on just a minute. Which unit is that?
That's the Queen Anne 1.
And that 225. Okay.
And the 38 unit Victorian Inn at 3500. We put 175 on it. And then the one at 730 Highway 165, we put 275 on it.
What hotel is that?
Is that the Westlake Hotel?
What hotel is it?
It's the Midwest Inn.
Vacation
you call it Vacation Lodge, I think.
Tell me your the amount you had on that again.
275.
Thank you.
Then
the Queen Anne 2?
Queen Anne 2. I think we had 200 on that. I misplaced my sheet on that.
Oh, I've got that. I think that's right. 200.
And it's off the, you know, off the strip, back down around behind all these other motels. So.
Gentlemen, have comments or questions of Mr. Shipman? Mr. Shipman, we've had a number of hotels and motels that have come before the board, and we're in the process of looking at all of them, and we have all your information that you have provided us, and we're going to be making those decisions hopefully within the next few days, in which case we're going to have Ms. Neely contact you with all the decisions that are made on every piece of property that you've chatted with us about.
Okay.
Like you, you can add any additional comments that you want. Go ahead.
Yes, on Queen 2,
yes.
Because of the fire happening last year, can we make 2012 a different number than what we've got tax bills
on? I'm not sure that this Board of Equalization can do that, but we can certainly address 13. Am I wrong, James?
13's all you can address.
And the county commission may be able to address 2012, but we'll have that discussion.
Okay. Tell me what I got to do.
I don't think you've asked for that.
If you would, tell me what I got to do to get that squared off.
I'll email the commission,
okay.
And we'll get an appointment set up.
Okay.
Is that all right, Ron?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. I sure appreciate your guys' time.
Donna, is that your phone, or are you whistling at somebody?
I am emailing stuff so I don't forget it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for all that brought before us. Next on my agenda is Ship of the Hill Society, Historical Society. Morning.
Hi.
It is still morning, I think.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. And for the record, would you identify yourself?
Yes, my name is Bruce Menke.
First property that we have listed ends in 015.016.
Okay.
That's not my first one.
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. It's dash 002.000. My mistake.
And my questions on these are simply from the values or the assessed values going up from 2012, and there's been no change in the property, and that's what, I mean, it's the same piece of property that it was a year ago, and yet it's gone up almost $95,000 in assessed value.
This property here got caught in the old system calculation. When we went over to the new system, it'd been this value for many, many years through the old system, not calculating particular buildings. As you can see, it's an extensive property, and it's no excuse. I'm not making excuses. That's one reason we had disposed of the old system. It's got multiple pages and multiple buildings. And it just strictly these buildings was caught up with and put back on the tax roll. Now, they're not very, very valuable buildings, but there was numerous of those that occurred in the old system many, many times. Shepherd of the Hills just happened to be one of those properties that had multiple pages and a bad calculation on them.
What are you saying? Are you saying that we put something on we shouldn't have, or we have put something on that hadn't been put on before that should have, or what are you saying?
We found buildings that had been dropped off the rolls and simply put them back.
Can you go through those for this gentleman so he'll know what was not on? And what
I don't have no idea. My appraiser would have to go through and mark the ones that was on and off. And
what's the valuation increase from 12 to?
$94,490.
Yeah.
$94,000.
490.
I made a statement there about the assessment being the same for years. Is there a depreciation factor on what's there to equalize the addition of the other building that's been caught up?
Well, it's...
am I understanding you right and Jan and James, or the assessment's been the same for years?
I don't have the previous...
And then he said that it was new buildings that hadn't been caught up. What I'm wondering is if there's a depreciation factor that would bring it back to the same number that you had it on or somewhere.
The tower is on this property, and we're still carrying, and I don't know why, a 97% factor on it. The tower's been there since 1989. That figure ought to be around 80%. I don't know why it's still on at 97.
How many increase notices did we send out based upon the new program finding properties that had not been assessed in those?
I think there was around 200 multiple paid properties, which were normally higher valued properties because of the multiple pages. But there is a depreciation factor here that we've got the tower on, like I said, at 97% good. We've got a...
The only reason I question that is because of what he said, and then you turned around and said the same thing. If it was assessed for multiple years at the same value, then there should be, even though there's an addition, there should be a depreciation factor that might make up part of the difference is the reason I'm coming to this.
I'll do as the board wishes. I'm embarrassed about it. That's why part of the decision came in to change the system. We knowed it was happening. I didn't know every property it was happening on. It was nothing I could...
Well, let me ask you this, Ron.
Show me that again.
That's when it dropped off then, was 2011, between 10 and 11.
Increased it back.
Back, yeah.
To the 930.
How many of these properties is the same deal? What I'm saying is why don't we put this to where James can go back and make the adjustment that...
Would you do that on a motion to set based upon the valuation? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm saying. And so we've got eggs in the same basket.
Now it was 93.5 according to this till 11. Dropped off to the 83.5 when the buildings dropped off. Now it's back at the 93.5. So actually, my comment of many years is wrong.
Okay, that's where I'm going with the whole conversation that I'm having because of what was stated.
Well, it's just wrong. I thought it was off for 4 or 5 years, and evidently it's just been off for 2 as a miscalculation.
The system didn't change until this year, right?
The system changed this year and picked it up, where we wouldn't have seen it. We wouldn't have seen it this year if it had we not changed systems.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're looking at assessed value, right?
Right.
Based on the previous valuation, Donna, what would be the appraised value?
Right there.
Okay, and it is?
$2,900,253.
That's just $6,000 difference. There's some crazy things going on with this piece of property, I can tell you that. Because last year's previous run.
Well, let's take a look at what we're looking at on the screen, at least it's in front of me, and it shows a $2.9 million appraised value. Is this right or not right? It says 2906381.
The calculator says 26.
Right. I'm talking about what's in the system that we're looking at. What's in your system, Donna?
2.906.
381.
This is book closed for it right here.
It's 2906381 was printed out today.
And that would be the 933040. Prior to that, it was what, 8?
835230. And it was that way for 11 and 12.
And you'd be okay with the 835?
If we went back, yeah, to the previous year.
I'm ready to make a motion to... Is that the DOE number 117?
Yeah.
And I'm setting the assessed total 835,230.
I want to know what the appraised value is off of that.
835,230.
Oh. Jeff, I didn't hear you. What did you say you were ready to do?
I made a motion to set the assessed total to 835,230, appraised at 2.6.
2,610,093. What you guys got?
2,610,094 is what I got. We're just off by. Which, what do you want it to be?
That'll work.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I say.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the valuation.
Brandon has already seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He'll third.
DOE number 2013-117. At an assessed value of 835,230, that would be an appraised value of $2,610,094. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
The next one ends with property number 016.
The number 118.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're using DOE numbers. Thank you.
What was that?
Like? I just picked that up from the last one. No.
What's the DOE number?
118.
Huh.
And I've actually got several of the properties that I've got here are very similar to this one in that it's vacant. It's a vacant lot. I mean, absolutely nothing has changed on it,
and
the value's gone up.
And I apologize to Shepherd Hills Society. There was absolutely. I went through my appraisers this morning. I said, "Who raised this land?" They said, "Nobody raised this land because there was no commercial properties in Taney County raised." So I have no idea. He's got three of these.
Yeah, I think there's. I was gonna say, I think there's three of those.
Should have not been raised in this.
So, James, what should the valuation be on this piece of property?
$32,000 assessed.
And that appraised would be
$100,000.
Is that commercial?
The BOE 119 is right beside it.
Right.
Make a motion on both of them. Is that what you want to do?
There's three of these vacant properties.
Let's get this one so that we have the correct figures down, which will be $32,000 assessed and $100,000 appraised.
I'll make
Dan makes that motion on BOE number 2013-118. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let's look at BOE number 119, which is a property, I think.
It's exact, it's a lot right next to it. Yeah, same thing. And I know they weren't significant increases, but like I say, it's a piece of dirt.
James, can you tell me what the values were on this piece of property prior to this bump?
Is that parcel number what?
Ends in 0.15, 0.015.
015.015.
Okay. 35,200.
That appraised?
Is that no assessed?
Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry.
$110,000.
Is there a motion?
Let's put it back to what it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish valuation of 2013-119 at 35 to assessed, 110 appraised. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
And then 0.0818. Yeah.
Number 121 is the, again.
What happened to 120?
That's under
oh,
a different.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to, if you don't mind, sir, go to 121 because it's the same properties.
I can do it.
Yeah, and there again, same, exact same situation, but it went up $17,570.
Can you give me the, he's working on it.
$269,625.
That's the appraised or the assessed?
That's the appraised.
And what is the assessed on that property? I actually don't need that. I'm working on
86,280.
Is there a motion to that effect? This would be reestablishing it.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the valuation of property number 2013-120 at 269,000.
No, that was 121. Yes,
one,
you're right.
121, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At $269,625 appraised. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. James?
And,
go back to.
Yeah, I'm going looking for 204, what it even is. And in 120.
Yeah, 120. That's the Shepherd of the Hills property on the south side of 76.
The reason it went up is it was split away from the other properties. This is the first time it's on the books.
Yeah, as this parcel. And,
right.
And my biggest concern there is because it came, obviously went from zero because it, by parcel number didn't exist last year, to $205,820 assessed value is, where's the corresponding decrease for that amount? And I don't have anything to show me that. And I don't know if I made any sense at all what I just said.
Yeah, off the other parcel. Off the other parcel.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm not going really disputing the value per se. I mean, I don't have anything to dispute that with, except that it's just this one piece by itself, which is all part of that whole property out there, and it's all been being assessed over the years, and I don't have anything to show me where it came off of another piece.
He put enough on this one.
And the reason we had to do this parceling off had it resurveyed and everything is there's a lender involved and it got convoluted with a couple of different lenders and we had to establish the actual description of it and
which did it used to be
it's that
tied to
It's that piece right there, the whole piece on that side, which then goes on down that dirt drive up there is parking on. Yeah, see, it's been part of that whole thing, yeah.
So can we add the two valuations together now and see what the total is, compare it to what the total was?
So yeah, that'd be my question, where is the...
Kenny, are you working on that? I'm assuming you are. Let's go on to another one. Have you got another one?
No,
that's it for now.
That's it? I thought we had
a Roark. No, I've got one other one.
He's
under
got one
Roark.
Other one.
Are you on the Roark? I apologize.
Yeah, Roark Motor Lodge.
It was what?
This is the other parcel
that
he was talking about.
Yes, I think.
It's decreased to 2011.
Question is, what is the value? What was the value prior to the split? And then add the split value to that value.
I'm thinking this comes mm-hmm. in with part of that, Ron, the reevaluation and the calculation of the main part of Shepherd of the Hills. It's not coming off a vacant land split. The structures was on the Shepherd of the Hills property. And so when the split occurred, we seen $95,000 worth it and $900,000 increase that shouldn't have been increased would have been the split to that, which they've taken off.
That was on the other side of the highway.
Yeah, but it was all, the improvements was all to that property. It was never to vacant land. But the $90,000 is a false number in our minds because of the recalculation. It's a very complicated situation. It's not just the creation of a new parcel also helped reveal it.
Well, here's a question, though. You take all the parcels that were involved last year,
right,
and all the parcels that are involved this year, including any new parcels, are they the same valuation?
No.
And the reason is?
The recalculation of that.
Well, let me restate it. We lowered the one.
Right.
So that increase would not exist. Is this an increase in addition to what that increase was that we lowered?
It would have been, yes. It would have picked up those buildings. Let me see here. Kenny's got all we got.
Well, it would have come off of this parcel, I'm assuming.
Okay. But where was the structures the year before?
Here.
Question is, you said there's going to be no commercial increase.
And why should hold it?
So this was the assessed evaluation of that.
Yeah. But there's no...
Did the addition of the land...
Well, you don't just... There's an office for $99,000. I guess it'd just be the commercial land. I don't know. Just don't really tell me.
You guys are bad over here.
Why don't you guys put this one on hold, this one particular property, and let us look at numbers?
You mean take it?
It's easy as I can state it straight out. You had said that there was to be no commercial increases.
Right.
For this year.
Right.
And if there are none, then all the properties added together that are commercial, 2012, and all the properties are added together for 2013 should be the same.
Yeah, but that's, now, when I say no increases, that wasn't considering mistakes of the computer, not calculating pages. We picked those all back up. I didn't go in and say, hey, commercial property here gets a 2% increase. It's what my statement was referring to.
Okay.
Now, if there was 0.5% of the properties left off of that parcel, yes, we fixed that.
Okay.
calculated it and put it in the new system. So there should not be any increases other than those.
Outside of properties that were missed in the past.
Right.
Address that on the one, though, correct?
Right.
Did that?
Right.
Right.
I'm a little concerned with this number right there. On
see,
2 acres.
See, previously it was probably just 1 acre, but when they split all that away from it,
right,
they made it 2 acres, well, then I had to double the value for the land.
Let us
but
look.
I don't see why.
I don't see that.
No.
I don't see that. We've got problems we got to work out on.
And maybe I fat-fingered it too when I was typing it in.
We need to look at the property that increased, that put the office site on. The others is fine. Every decision you've made up to this point is fine, other than we need to look at the increase on the off where you split the parcel out. So we need you to put that off for a day or two.
And I guess that's the part I don't really understand, because that whole parcel has always existed. I mean, it's been assessed as the whole big piece, but if I'm following you, you're saying that we weren't assessed on any of the buildings?
You were on the buildings. Those are not the buildings that was left off. Those. Yesterday I showed a case where Branson Meadows Mall had some buildings run over into another parcel, and the line actually split the buildings. And I had to explain to the board that we took all the buildings to the major parcel and left that piece vacant for taxation purposes, instead of going out of there and measuring where the line went through the building. The same thing here. When we put all the Shepherd of the Hills structures on, we included the house under the tunnel, and they're right there the buildings are, the house and the office. And we included that with Shepherd of the Hills. Now it's split out into its own parcel, which created zero to what it is today. But I think we have done the split wrong, and we need to look at it.
That's why you guys sit here and I don't.
Well, James, you're going to need to explain. If I'm not mistaken, we're down to parcel 002.004, DOE number 120.
Yeah,
that's the one we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to provide us with an explanation, and then we'll make a decision about that.
That parcel, particular parcel.
Since we are 30 minutes behind, can we have you move on to the roll art?
Yeah. And it's very minimal. I mean, $500, $520 increase. But again, I guess I don't know why it even went up. It's a building at Roark Resort that's been there forever. So I don't really know what changed there for it to even go up $520 on the assessed value.
That was a calculation off the old computer. What have we got up there? It drops the.
Well, that's not it. Not what's on that screen.
James, I'm showing it. I'm showing a residential assessment of 233,824.
Yes.
Question is the increase 2012 to 2013.
Mm-hmm. I can show you portions of it real quick. If you go down on my PRC portion, which I don't think you have that listed, this is where the new system, through its drawing process, picked up something that was $1,850. And we just slammed it in as an increase of $1,850. That reason I know this is it's at 100%, so it was picked up for this year. It may have been there for 25 years. It may have been a deck that we missed. The new system has a tendency to pick those things up. And I don't know which one it is.
That one right there.
The machine doesn't do it by itself. Somebody put it in.
He has a sketch that he can see now where he couldn't see the sketch before.
It's a deck of some kind.
So maybe the property's bigger, maybe.
James, could you explain what you mean by the new system is sketching? Do you mean that now you can see the sketch on the screen?
The sketches are color-coded. The sketches tell us everything that's been assessed on a piece of property. When you're looking at that sketch then, if off over here there's a little deck, it'll come in white instead of blue. And you've got to go back then and assess that deck that somebody's missed. You might miss a utility behind a house. We have caught 4-foot addition on houses. On these increased notices that went out, that the measurement we had versus the measurement of the new sketch says there's 4 foot. Hadn't been measured on that house. And we go back and it's right. Yesterday when you made the decision on the Dick Clark Theater, the only reason that spawned them to come in here is the new system said you never measured the new causeway between the Dick Clark Theater and the restaurant. The new system has that capabilities. It color codes what you measured, does not put any color to what you didn't. So that's when we went back and measured that and sent that increase notice is what spurred the folks in. It's a double checkpoint on all of our measurements, on all of our field.
Saying that this one is correct as far as its calculation of the addition.
That's what he's saying.
I mean, that's why I'm understanding. I just want to get it for the record here so we can move on.
Okay, 351.
Can you see what that building right next to that is assessed for? Because it's identical.
Go to the identical one he wanted you to go to. Let's see what it says. It's higher than the one.
Because I was going to say, that may create another whole issue.
It's higher. That's what this adds up.
Then I'm good with $520.
You want to go ahead and catch that, James?
Yeah, we need to put that on color code.
But that's what part of these increases went out.
Well, if that's the case, then the one that we're dealing with here, that you're raising $520, is identical to the one next, then the other one should come down about $15,000. And I didn't get anything on that one. You don't send out notices on decreases.
Then we go to the copper. We flip a coin.
Yeah.
No, I'm just teasing.
But if the one on the right is correct on the new system, then the one on the left ought to be identical to it.
The only thing, look at the other one again, please. Can we pull that up? And I'll see if what I'm thinking here is right.
Mm-hmm.
on the one we're dealing with here in front of the board, and I don't know by sitting here which one's right, I've got three 792s and one 473. And where the other one had two 792s, two 743s, and one 473. On square footages of the condominiums.
Are you saying these condos in both units are identical? In size, do you think? That's not what he has.
Well, I think so. And I'm not there looking at the buildings. I'm looking at the pictures here, but
those will be taken off the plat. And we could be.
Yeah.
But see, I see that extra line on that other building, too, and that's throwing me.
Extra line?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. But if you look at the page on it, it's not calling them identical. And they could be identical.
One on the right's got that aqua-colored roof. Look.
To stand here, I would tell you that both those units are identical, but
James, you need to take a look.
There's a chance I could be mistaken on that.
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, the one on the left, you had five.
Huh?
The one on the left, you had five units on. And this one, you only had four, so.
There can't be an odd number of units, I don't think.
There's 2 5 6. See, it's set up even different. Two 792s, two 562s, and a 473, where the other one has three 792s and a 473.
Hold before you play. Go down where it says number. 1, 2, 3, 4, then it goes 2-1.
Yeah. That's second page. The two would be the second page.
And the other one's only got four units?
That's what we're seeing. But we're seeing two of these units smaller than the units in the other. We'll look at that on the plat.
I was going to say, I mean, you can see the roof on there that they're the same.
They were built at a different time. I worked with Empire on getting the power into there.
And the square footage is about right, 2592. We'll look at them.
Okay.
So I'll hear back on those last two then.
Yeah, you
at some
have
point.
To come back over.
Okay.
We'll fix it with that. We may give you a call or something.
Okay.
And my apologies on those unexplainable ones. I don't know what in the world. I think I know, but I better not say.
More questions? Thank you so much.
I'm good.
We appreciate
it. All right.
You.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's move to
natural gas?
Yes.
Oh. That's a teleconference.
Really?
You ready for the phone number?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I can write down the number. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
720-981-2006.
Lisa M. Hunt and Kenneth C.
that to me again?
Oh, it just keeps going back.
Lisa Went and Kenneth Bolt.
Lisa Went and Kenneth. What's his last name?
Wolf.
I'm sorry.
Didn't they come in? Did they come in a few years ago?
They did last year.
Was it last year? What'd we do?
James had settled it with
them. Oh. So we're going in again.
Donna, do you have anything from them in the way of...
I just handed it
to you. Oh, here. I'm sorry. Is this a regular assessment, or is this in utilities?
Railroad and utilities. Mm-hmm. I know there was an issue with them once before because...
Is this locally assessed or state assessed?
This will be locally assessed.
Okay.
They also have state assessed. What happened on that?
And Christy, what I heard you say is, as we settled this last year,
they filed an appeal, but James settled it with them before we actually had to hear the case. This year, it has not been settled, so she filed just to be sure.
Wait just a second. So I understand what you're saying. It was the appeal, they filed an appeal because it wasn't settled last year?
It had not been settled by the time the appeal deadline hit. And so then when it came to their hearing, they had settled with James. James had assessed it at that point. He has not assessed it as a...
No. With the change. Talking about this natural gas deal and give us some enlightenment on it.
I'd just no change it and send it to the state. There's 10 counties fixing to sue the natural gas company for what they've turned into them. I was told at the last meeting that Taney County, out of the 11 counties, was the only one that didn't have to get involved in the lawsuit. Mrs. Wyatt had brought a statement up here that Summit Gas, Natural Gas, refuses to cash a $10,000 check that was issued after the STC decision June 21st of 2012, that we have refunded them, and they will not cash the check.
Cancel.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, if it's before the state tax commissioner has been, I'm going to make a motion to deny it, send it right back to them.
There's her statement. She carried it in her wallet.
Is that for all three of them, Danny?
Yes.
There's what she sent, handed to me. Well, go.
They won't even cash the check made on the agreement in 2000.
I'm reading a letter here that's saying that if we don't, if Taney County does not timely credit or refund SMNG's overpayment of protested taxes, they intend to apply the Taney County Circuit Court for disposition of the protested taxes.
Well, in order to have protested taxes, any decision rendered, don't they have to go to circuit court?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's their next step. You guys don't have no say on that anyway.
Sheila says she's tried to get a hold of them to get them to take them, to try and figure out why they haven't cashed the check, and she can't get them to respond.
All the more reason to...
Well, would she like to be present while we call these people? This is a teleconference, isn't it?
It is. I'll go get her.
You can call them if you want to. I mean, if you're supposed to hear them, I guess, but I'm going to make I made a motion to deny it because of all the complications in place. We don't need to be messing with this because it's already a state tax commission issue. they've appealed. I think you have to call them, but I'm making sure that you can call them and tell them that we have denied it because of the state tax commission.
What's the question?
We actually can't talk about that check. No, you guys can't talk about that check.
It's not in there.
2011. 12.
I've got appeals in front of us. We need to hear the appeals.
Right.
Give them an opportunity to speak. That's part of the process. And then if we want to send them off to wherever, that's our decision, right? And that's, you're telling us that's what you're going to do is make that motion.
I'm going to make that motion, yes. Okay.
We got two more. Are you ready?
Huh?
Are you ready?
For lunch or what? You're going to get a 2-hour speech here.
No, I'm not.
Please enter your...
Lisa, this is Ron Houseman with the Tina County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Ron. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sitting here with the Board of Equalization, which includes our county assessor and county clerk.
Very good.
We also have our county collector present for this hearing. If I'm not mistaken, you have 3 appeals in front of us. At least I have 3 BOE numbers.
Right, exactly. And I also have Eileen in the room with me. She works with our legal team and has been working with me on trying to pull together all of the notices of valuation from the 19 counties that we're located in.
Okay.
So I thought it would be good if she was here with us today. And to just kind of cut to the chase with where we are with the filings and things, you know, this 2013 tax year has been different than other years in our real property reporting because of the state tax form that was sent out for the distribution, natural gas distribution pipeline company to report values on. So we've had several conversations with a lot of the different assessors, and I think that everyone has struggled with this form. But hopefully we are starting to come around to get things in order. The one reason why we did file a protest is due to the fact that we have not yet received our notice of valuation, so we do not know what values are going to be assessed this year. And I apologize to the assessor if those have been sent out and we did not receive them or I did not get my hands on them. But we were uncertain as to what to do at that point, so that's why we filed the notice.
I was assuming that you got those because the one that's huge didn't change from last year.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have got an increase notice on it. But
okay, so is that something that your county does not send out a notice in if there is no change?
Yes, we do
okay.
not.
Okay, I was unaware of that.
But there are two, right. But the concerning issue is there's two that you should have got increases on.
Okay. Let me see here. So on the one that I have, parcel number 25-00419-000, last year had an assessed value of $4,126,150.
Yes.
Is that the one that has no change to it?
It actually dropped to $3,828,460 assessed.
Okay.
But that portion was then sent to a new number of 25-00420.
Mm-hmm.
For an amount of $1,679,150 appraised, or $537,330 assessed.
Okay. All right.
And the reason
so that,
we... The
that reason, one actually went down as well then, is that correct?
No, it was $99,280, I'm assuming, last year. That's what I'm showing here. That may not be correct, because we had some confusion getting this put together last year.
Right. Okay, well, on that parcel number last year, I have an assessed value of $687,690.
Okay, and we moved the portion. The reason we did this is we finally got your company to send in a corrected version of taxing districts.
Yes, that's my understanding, is that this year was the first year that I have been involved with an allocation of our pipeline value by taxing districts. So I know that Chris Pauly has worked very hard on that in Missouri. So yes, you're correct.
Okay. And that's why we've created now 4 25 numbers instead of last year we just had 3.
Okay.
We just distributed the whole sum out to the different taxing districts this year.
Okay. What was the, if you add all of the value, the assessed value that will be taxed together out of the 4 parcels, what is the total value in Tannehill County that will be taxed?
Do you want appraised or assessed?
Give the assessed. Is that all right?
Yeah, the assessed is fine. And then if you could define to me after that what appraised means, that would be great.
This may take a minute. The assessor has a new abacus.
Please, we're here to work this out, so however long it takes.
I hear you. We appreciate that.
No, we appreciate your help. So.
I brought it in on appraised at the $20,989,374.
So if I take that times 32%, is that the
assessed total?
Assessed value?
Yes.
Okay.
$6,716,599.
Okay, well, last year the assessed value was $6,876,920.28. So the total assessed value went down, but I think what has happened, as you stated previously, is the allocation has changed. And we understand that, you know, that is a function of us providing that information. So I'd have to say that we have nothing to protest here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so if we could touch base on Monday and get any of the information that you have available that you can provide us on the notice evaluation for our file to show the assessed value for each parcel and the new parcel number 4, that would be fantastic.
I'll mail you these directly as this meeting winds
down. Okay, that's perfect. All right, well, thank you very much for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Our collector wants to say something.
Okay.
The last letter we received to myself, the assessor, and I believe the commission, was that you were holding the check that I'd issued for $10,128.73. And
hold on just a minute.
Okay.
She can't hear that. She needs one of these.
Oh, phones. Sorry.
You can come up here if you like, Sheila. This works
okay. Fine.
I'm going to move her up to where she can. You can hear her.
Don't change your...
It's that little one.
That sounds great. Thank you.
We issued a check in June of 2012 for $10,128.73, and the letter myself, the commission, and the assessor, I believe, received was that you were holding that check. I had sent out a couple of letters asking why it hadn't been cashed, and I got different addresses, and I believe the company might have changed names also. But
correct.
The last letter I received was that you were holding that check and not wanting to cash it. We have changed banks effective July the 1st.
Okay.
So that check that you're holding, there's no money in that account now, and I need to issue a check with a new bank. The address I have is Box 847, Mountain Grove, Missouri. Is that where
that would be, it would be best if you would send it to our corporate office in Littleton, Colorado.
Can you give me that?
Yes, I can give you that information. It's P.O. Box 270-868, and the street address is 7810 Schaefer Parkway, S-H-A-F-F-E-R, Suite 120, Littleton, Colorado, 80127.
81027?
80127.
80127.
Yes, correct.
That's P.O.
I'm sorry?
P.O. 270-868-7810 Schaefer Parkway, Suite 120?
Correct. And if you could put it to my attention for Lisa Wendt, that would be great. It's W-E-N-D-T.
Okay. Is there, you have all the information that was given originally. Is there anything else you need on that?
I just had Eileen ran and pulled your file because I wanted to see what we sent you out on this subject. And I have the packet here that we recently sent regarding the 2011 payment. And the one thing that, and we don't need to go through it in this conversation in detail, but the packet that we sent to you regarding the 2011 refund goes through and provides details as to why we believe instead of $10,128.73 as a refund is what we received from you, that we should have received something around $164,150.37. And the reason being is that the in looking at the parcels that were taxed for 2011, the state pushed down values. They equated to 100% of our net utility plant to each county. And then for some reason, and Tandy was not the only county, there were several others, anything that they felt was within county lines, they double taxed us on. And so we have personal property invoice for like $153,000 that was taxed to us that is based on the state.
The problem being, I'm sorry, pardon me.
No.
You had the two state assessed that you filed under protest with the state. The one that was under personal property for $153,601.23, you did not include that with the state under protest. I held that until October after I received this decision in June, called the state the second time to make sure that you had not appealed it.
She lets the little one.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I was told by the State Tax Commission that the one that was assessed by the county, which is done through through the state, Jim Kyle, and it was never protested through the State Tax Commission. So
Okay. Normally
we withhold them 90 days. I held it until October of that year and received no filings from the circuit court or the state on it.
On the details as to what was filed in our protest, and we filed a protest, and it included 2011 personal property tax. On here, and it was $153,601.23 that was paid in under protest.
Lisa?
Yes?
This is Ron Houseman again. Would it be possible that we could have you and our county collector talk separately from this conversation? And the reason I'm stating that is we're running about 20 minutes behind on appointments that we have on teleconference calls.
Yes, I'm sorry. And,
that's okay. But if you would give her, or let me give you her number, and then if you could call her, you all could discuss this.
Yes, that would be great. Let's work that out.
Her number is 417 546, Sheila?
7216.
7216.
Okay, perfect.
And the assessor is going to send you all the information you need following this meeting regarding this year's assessments on 2013 for Summit Natural Gas.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have a motion for denial on all Summit Natural Gas decisions for 2013. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded for denial on BOE numbers 2013, 129, 130, and 131. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, we have one that is not on your agenda, Ron.
I have two that you gave me.
Right. Well, the next one is Rick Huffman with...
is this a phone conference?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's
335-3351.
What are we on?
Rick Huffman with his
HCW. Is that one I gave you?
Oh, okay.
Okay, is this something that we've moved from another spot? Is it one that he set up that we just haven't got to, or is it a late call?
I talked to this gentleman on the phone. I don't really honestly remember the conversation right now. It's because he closed on his property on Monday. So it was after the deadline to appeal. And so his property taxes, he says, are higher. And didn't.
Sorry, when did he call to make an appointment?
After the deadline for the application, but he had closed on his property.
Oh, this is the medical building out by.
Parcel numbers are
18-6.0-14-003-001-001.0000.
The second number is
18-6.0-14-003-001-0100.002. Do
you have anything at all in writing from?
I have his application.
Probably from the access bank.
And then what he has is from DFIN. His settlement statement.
Just on a piece of land. It don't have it on the whole thing.
On the settlement statement. What you got this?
I got one here.
Okay, so make sure you got the statement.
I sold $75,000.
Okay.
Is it pretty large? It looks like it is. Large tract of land.
Yeah, it's out there in the same area.
It says 2 acres.
Well, just to let you know, I gave this viewing number 262.
Which one? Let's give 262 to the first one you gave me, which was 011.000, right?
Okay.
That's 262. And 263 will be the one ending in 0.002.
Okay.
So what I see, James, is on the one that's 0.000, it says Access Bank on my sheet. It has a $212,000 appraised value on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually got a call from them and lowered this value from 200 before
the first and all that, before I closed the books. From 261,375, I lowered it down to the 212. And being the same, well, this one's in Carrigary Almond. No wonder I didn't get to it. I lowered it from 1,712,125 to 1,418,212. And I was just with the assumption that everything was cool until I see that.
That was 1,418,212, and what was it prior?
1,712,125.
Okay.
I can just change his father. He's a new owner. They're coming to the new owner.
It says care of Gary Allman. I guess he was handling it for them or something.
And I'd like to say I just assumed everything. This was probably in June 28th, 9th, somewhere along there. I just assumed everything was fine. Well, he was the new owner. That's who came and seen me.
Do you have the paperwork that shows the closing date on it?
No. He told me to give $1,250,000.
And we've got the one prop. This.
I told him to bring all his information to the BOE next year.
SDC corporate offices?
That's what it says here.
Well, yeah, but he said it didn't finish closing. That's the way I understood it until Monday.
It's not. It's in Hollister, right?
No, that's not it. That's the
St. John's or whatever it was. Out there by Welk.
Gotcha.
Now, who bought that north of town?
Was that
St. John?
That's right.
Oh, never mind.
I'd turn this into a motel. That's what it was.
And call it the Branson. This on the 28th or 9th with Gary Forbes.
I guess my question is, can we hear this?
Well, Ronnie gave the explanation that he gave me. I felt like we weren't taking care of the
taxpayer
because he didn't close on the property prior to.
What does that have to do with? I mean, I'm delighted to hear it. I'm just asking.
Well, the price is right, so I mean, because of the deadline.
So if somebody closes today, what do we do?
If somebody closes in August.
Then they come to the commission. But we hadn't even started BOE when he contacted me.
But it was after the deadline.
It was after the 17th, yes.
Okay. So we haven't turned anybody down. We haven't said, no, you can't come because it's after the deadline. If we've done that, we need to call them back. We have? I mean, we need to treat everybody the same. We shouldn't discriminate one against another.
Well, we have a lot of people in the past that were out of the country that didn't have an opportunity. We've made exceptions in the past. And there were situations where the individual was not able to make the deadline since he didn't
Donna, I don't have a problem. But if there are people that we have said no to, hopefully we have a...
I don't
I'm
think
just saying we shouldn't treat people differently.
I don't think he's even called us till the first day of July.
He called us prior to July because we were in BOE. I haven't had a chance to take a phone call since we started BOE.
Well, what's this note say? Accepted per Donna J. Neely on 7-1-13 by WNS.
It's the application.
WNS?
It's Wesley.
Did you hear me?
It's the application.
The application.
Yeah, but I talked to him on the phone.
It was a joke.
Shall we call?
Are
we ready?
Call. Hello? Hello? Hello?
They're on lunch break.
Maybe. His, oh, you got it. Who was the other taxpayer we had that, did we have somebody else?
You had somebody you get hold of this morning.
To 12:15 today?
Yes.
And who is that? Where, or what day was it from? Or
the first day.
Page 3 is where he was at.
Page 3. Page 3 of the first day.
Dash
what?
80.
I don't have one of those. Somebody else got one of those? /80.
Day
3.
3rd of July.
Well, I'm getting close. I am there. MBREOMO Retail?
Yeah.
Tell me what property that is.
Ransom Marketplace.
Okay.
Scott.
What's his name?
Sterling Scott.
Sterling Scott.
Don't like her. Don't like her like we wrote it.
Okay, and his number is? You guys familiar with this property? Marketplace at the Walk Resort? James, anything we should know about this before we place this call, or?
He bought it from a bank, that's all I know. I talked to him about it and lowered it, and I thought, like I say, it's another portion of the same sale as the St. John's building. That's where they split it up. It lays right with it.
He's probably got a huge cleanup bill after last night. I think we come through there and watching the fireworks chateau, and there was like 100 people out in that parking lot shooting off all their fireworks from Wyndham and all those don't allow them.
Well, that it's straight across from that hibachi grill or whatever.
Well, I think that is part of it, I think. It's the time it used to be Shogun's or something like that.
Yeah.
Please enter your... This is Sterling.
Mr. Scott, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. We have you on a speakerphone. We have the Board of Equalization here, which includes the county assessor and the county clerk, and then five other members. And we have an appeal from you regarding the marketplace there at the Welk Theater.
Right, Branson Marketplace.
Branson Marketplace. And we are willing to hear whatever it is that you have to say about this. And okay. Whenever you're ready to begin.
Okay. I submitted two pieces to you all. I hope you have the appraisal that was dated June 1st, 2011. That appraisal is reflective of 41% occupancy at that time, and the appraised value was $1,050,000. The current county appraisal on the property is $1,609,547. That is probably an accurate appraisal when the property is stabilized and running on all cylinders. Hasn't been that way for some time, and we really need some help to try to get this property in an owner's hands that can, it is lender-owned. We're trying to get it in an owner's hands that can make improvements and turn that property around. The other item I hope you did get also, it's a current rent roll. that shows that the property is currently only 24% occupied, which is almost half what it was at the time of the appraisal. So clearly, the property is worth less today than what it was appraised at, but really all we're seeking is a reasonable reduction to valuation based on the appraisal that's submitted there. Give us some help on those taxes and let us try to get that property back up and running where, you know, we can get some sales taxes generated on the property, get the real estate taxes back where they need to be, and the property can perform again.
We've got the we've got your information that's up on the screen that we're looking at. We also have a hard copy of the appraisal that we're passing around, although we've got that included as well. And we have the property pulled up on the computers. James, would you like to address this? And we'll go from there.
I just, on the appraisal, was wondering about the cost per square foot of the rental of the vacant spaces and if you're overpriced or underpriced or what, where you rent it at?
On the where are we currently rented at?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got three tenants. Do you have the current rent roll?
Yeah, we've got them up there.
Okay, we've got three tenants in there. One is at $10 a square foot. One is at $5. They're the largest tenant that we've got, 4,800 square feet. And one is at $8.
Well, that's what I wanted the board to see, that also we've had some square foot rent problems here earlier on the board, and I wanted them to see that. What's the $5? Why is the $5?
Because it's larger.
Just because
I didn't do that lease. I'm going to guess that it was a large suite. They took a lot of space down. Typically in those scenarios, the tenants are taking the space as is. The landlord's not contributing tenant improvements. So there's some concession there.
Now, is this
right now we do about anything we need to do to get tenants in these spaces.
But now your appraisal was based on all these other buildings being at zero? On your actuals?
No, the appraisal was based on 41% occupancy at the time. We're significantly under that now. We're not asking for anything less than what the appraisal says, although it's not even performing at that level now.
Well, what I need to know is if you used your actuals and your final calculation, or if you used that if it was full at a lesser rent of $5 or $4 or something, as though it was rented. I'm not seeing that.
Well, the appraisal would have been based on the actual rent roll at that time.
That's all I needed.
And it was a pretty thorough, I've been through that appraisal, it was a pretty thorough and I think an accurate and fair appraisal of the property at the time.
I think I'm ready to make a motion to set that BOE number ending in
80
at a appraised value. $1,050,000. That's based off of the submitted appraisal.
That 40% occupancy. You want to add that to your motion?
Okay.
Is there a second to that motion? Motion is made and seconded to establish the appraised value of BOE number 2013-80 at $1,050,000 as per appraisal submitted. Discussion.
I don't know how value can set a value at 40% occupancy on a rental building, how is the assessor to know when it goes to 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100% rented? Or when is he to know it? They picked a date and said it was 40% occupied. To read this properly, should that be valued at 40? Should $1,050,000 be 40% of that facility's value?
I have no idea if the motion has anything to do with percentage of occupancy or just value of building. I haven't heard him indicate anything, James.
I see. Well, that's my concern. If we set it at $1 million based on 40% occupancy, when does the assessor get the opportunity to say it's 100% occupied, or how am I supposed to know as the assessor?
Gentlemen, any discussion on this motion?
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the motion, say nay.
I'll vote aye.
Two ayes. Are you guys abstaining?
I'll say aye.
Motion carries.
So there's two abstains, is that what you have? I'm sorry, did you say that?
It's fine.
Thank
you. Could I suggest that we go grab a bite to eat? Sir?
Yes, sir.
You heard the motion. The valuation's been established at an appraised value of $1,050,000.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for pointing that out, because I sure had forgotten that there's somebody on the phone.
Is all the other shopping centers at 40%? Why, Lord, no.
You asked.
It's actual.
I actually didn't vote.
But I can see why you asked.
I can see that on motels, because the average day's room rents are a certain amount. Mm-hmm.
And you're so busy trying to get other people to put out
in this case. Yep. Ron, can we fix one, or are you adjourning for the day?
Can we? No, I was going to suggest we come back and do several that we've.